This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Republican Representative Lauren Boebert is supporting President Trump's executive order classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. She's introduced bills to do just that since entering Congress.
I was very excited to hear about the executive order to classify fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction because it is. The amount of deaths that have occurred by fentanyl in America is an absolute travesty.
The executive order only applies to illicit fentanyl and comes as the Trump administration has been conducting military strikes against alleged drug traffickers in the Caribbean. State wildlife officials have released new policy recommendations on animals trapped for their furs and pelts. Sam Brash reports.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife oversees the legal hunting and trapping of 16 so-called fur-bearer species. Those are animals often trapped for their pelts, like coyotes, minks, and red foxes. The practice has long been the target for wildlife advocates, who submitted a petition last summer to ban the sale of furs in Colorado. The state responded by forming a group to suggest potential reforms. A final report from the panel recommends more hunter education and improved population estimates, plus programs to better manage conflicts between coyotes and livestock. Animal rights advocates say it doesn't go nearly far enough. CPW staff will review the report and present it to the State Wildlife Commission in March. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Along the Front Range and Palmer Divide, it's a mild Friday afternoon with another warm day on tap tomorrow with highs around 60 before snow develops Sunday night with a sharp blast of cold air for next week. This is CPR News and KRCC.